Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello everyone, my name is Marta and this is Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast. So in this episode, I will tell you about my journey with fibromyalgia. I will speak about what it is and how I was diagnosed and how my life looks like. So that's a little bit of introduction to fibromyalgia and the conscious approach to living with fibromyalgia. So let us get back to the beginning of 2020. I just came back from a trip to the Dominican Republic, a really, really lovely trip. And from the moment I came back, I was just in constant physical pain. The level of pain, which was outside of my tolerance level in being able to function. And I was extremely tired, like beyond jet lag, and my muscles were very stiff. My joints were painful. The whole fascia I could feel was, it's as if I was in a whole body pain. And I started to make a log in my notebook every day, how much I slept, how much is my level of pain. On a scale from 1 to 10, the level of tiredness, the level of energy, the level of stiffness, and what I have been doing to deal with pain. And I took those 3 weeks of a log to my doctor. And I have already been dealing with pain for many years. I just always dealt with it in a specific body part. I have had pains in my neck, in upper back, with shoulders, with lower back, with the hip, migraines, and just many different pains for as long as I could remember. And I have just been going to chiropractors, physiotherapists, neurologists, you name it, and just taking, you know, part by part, as well as using a lot of painkillers. It was mainly the standard ones based on paracetamol and ibuprofen, but just taking it a lot and frequently to be able to function. So I was used to pain. However, it started to increase and there started to be more and more days with pain and bigger parts of my body. So I went to my doctor and the lovely woman agreed that, of course, it's not normal, that people should not be feeling like that, and it definitely needs to be checked. So I got a lot of tests, blood tests, MRI. I got directed to a rheumatologist who ran further tests. And very quickly, already in February 2020, I got my diagnosis of fibromyalgia. So fibromyalgia is a disease of a nervous system, which causes pain in more than half of the body. and it causes stiffness, it causes tiredness, exhaustion, problems with sleeping, migraines. It can also cause problems with bladder and with stomach. There can be a number of different symptoms that get under this umbrella. And when I spoke to the rheumatologist, I remember that it was really, really like doomsday kind of conversation, in terms of I was still a young woman in 2020. I was 38 years old. And here I was hearing that my life will be difficult, that there is no cure, that almost no one gets out of fibromyalgia, and that people tend to get worse in time and tend to be handicapped, not being able to work full time, and the pain medication that is available is not effective and has very strong side effects. So if only possible, he would advise me not to take pain medicine and adjust my life to the level of pain I have. I also got directed to the pain nurse, and I was told that I can talk to my doctor about pain clinic. And pain clinic is a few medical care specialists that get together to help a specific person find the right therapy, medication, and adjusted life to their specific situation. And since it was February 2020, I managed to go and speak to the nurse. I did not manage to get to the pain clinic. It was simply Corona times, and all these sort of things got stopped. And I remember talking to the nurse, and she was a lovely, empathetic lady who told me, "So dear, how do you feel knowing that you will from now and on for the rest of your life live in pain?" Ooh, I remember that this was like a form of a download into my energy system. It really, really got me thinking that, oh, there is something here that is not fully right, that I have decided not to accept this diagnosis. And as we say in Polish, this stick has two ends. So there was definitely something good about not accepting the diagnosis and something bad. So I did not accept my condition, which means that I was resisting it and fighting it. And the good part was that I was ready to look for ways of getting myself back to a good place, getting myself back to ease, out of this ease. And so it took me time to get myself out of this gloom and doom of what I heard from the doctor and from the nurse. Luckily, it did not make sense that with all the medical research and epigenetics and quantum physics and simply what we are learning about DNA, it did not make any sense that this sort of disease could not be healed, that there was something inside of me telling me it must be possible. It simply must be possible to heal, to be healthy, to get back to ease. I knew that it was not gonna be a walk in the park because I didn't have a doctor or a medical specialist that would give me guidance in it, that would give me a therapy, a way forward, anything like that. I needed to find it for myself. So that and in lockdown, yeah, it was end of February 2020, and from then and on, any help, whether direct medical or any alternative help, was very, very restricted and limited. So that was quite something. And what I would like to make very clear about fibromyalgia, it is something you cannot see. So as a person, as an individual, you feel a lot of pain, exhaustion, different symptoms. However, people around you cannot see it. Another challenge of fibromyalgia is that it's not yet, it wasn't at least in 2020, fully broadly accepted. And there were opinions like that it's a disease of your nervous system, that it's like your nervous system has a wrong response and make the pain bigger than it is. So I remember that it made me feel like there is something wrong with me, that my nervous system is making the pain bigger than it really is. It really did not sit well with me. And to be honest, I was really ashamed of having that diagnosis. So for a long time, I was hiding the fact that I had a fibromyalgia. Definitely, I was living in two realities. One reality was, I am gonna find a way. So one reality was this fierce part of me that knew that I'm gonna try all that simply possible. Will try possible methods. I will heal it. And a part of me that was ashamed of it. And the first half of 2020, I had my own business. It was a conscious healing and a coaching practice. And there were lockdowns and all that. I had time to be with myself. I had space. I discovered winter bathing that brought me relief from pain. So going into the very cold sea water would do something nice for the muscles to be able to relax at least a little bit. So at that point of time, I was in a lot of pain. Not a lot was available during lockdown, so I would spend a lot of time in nature. I was walking barefoot a lot and earthing and going into the seawater. I live in Denmark, so I started in May and the water was extremely cold. I wouldn't often bathe even in summertime in the sea here. So in May, after the long winter, the water felt very, very cold. For me, it doesn't feel like that anymore after a few years of winter bathing. But at that point of time, I was entering the water and it worked like medicine. I've noticed that it actually works better than the painkillers. So I started to go to seawater almost every day to get some relief from that. And I spent a lot of time in nature. And that was a really beautiful way of supporting myself, like a daily pain management. And the pain was there daily. So I could not remember a day when I was not in pain. I tried to review the last few years of my life, and I simply could not remember how it feels to be in full ease in my body. And that scared me. That scared me, because trying methods of coming back to ease while I did not anymore remember how ease felt, that was really, really scary. And this a little fishy diagnosis, or not the diagnosis, description of fibromyalgia and skepticism around it that I was picking up on, as if it was not a real disease, as these people who have weird pains get under this umbrella, that created that second part of me, the one that was ashamed of it and was hiding it. For living it with myself for me to heal it. With the whole COVID situation, my conscious healing and coaching practice started to die out. Something was changing energetically. End of 2019, my business was great. I was fully booked. It was going really, really well. And with 2020, it started to decrease. and it was not picking up over summer. And I started to get this job in my, there was a specific one job that kept on coming back and kept on coming back and kept on coming back. It was a temporary position, which I have decided to apply for and got it. So in September 2020, I started working in a corporate environment. It was a really nice company with a great manager and a temporary position. So I knew that if I cannot deal with it, if there is too much pain, I'm going to be able to do it for the limited amount of time. And I will leave after that time. And I did not talk about the pain. I did not talk about the fibromyalgia. I kept it with myself. I woke up early in the morning, went to have my winter bathing over sometimes the sauna was open so I could go to the very cold water and then to the sauna. When the sauna was closed, I would just go to the cold water. I started using essential oils a lot to help relieve pain. I also started using CBD oil. So I had this daily pain management in order to cope with fibromyalgia. And at the same time, I believed very, very deeply that if I continue my conscious healing, the healing of my physical body, my emotions, my full psyche, my mind, my emotions, and with the higher connection, the spiritual part, the consciousness of it, that sooner or later I will heal. I really deeply believed in that, so I was okay with not telling anyone about my disease. I was able to work full time. In these conditions that were there, I had a lovely team that I was leading. I had a great manager. I was feeling safe, supported, in the right place. So that was working out quite well with that job. And then the big company bought the company that I was working for, and a very rough period of another COVID winter with another set of lockdowns and working at the same time as having kids at home, and very long-term uncertainty about what will happen with my team and with myself when the big company finally fully takes over. I could feel that it's becoming more and more difficult with time to manage the pain. And I was looking forward for my contract to finalize and coming back to my my own business. And then I got offered a full contract in this company. And I did not know. I did not know what was the right thing to do. I did not feel as sure about my own business anymore. And I have decided to give it a try. I have decided that there was an opportunity to build my new team. From the beginning, there was a good challenge. I knew the company from before. I used to work for this company for 10 years in the past. I knew the company well. I liked the hiring manager. I liked the idea of building my whole team. It sounded like a great experience. So I have decided to do that. And I entered into a harsh, real corporate environment where it was not as easy to be myself anymore. It was not as naturally easy to work with the levels of pain. It's very difficult to, we're talking energy, right? One company felt more kind and collaborative, and it was a smaller company. The working hours were good, whereas the big company, the big harsh corporate environment with collaboration across the whole globe and meetings early in the morning and late in the night, that was not as easy. With fibromyalgia, however, I was very determined that I am on my way to full healing, and I was going through different methodologies, through different healing techniques, through different ways of healing fibromyalgia. But I will keep it here. So if you are like me, living with a diagnosis or a disease that is not visible, where you look normal on the outside and feel really, really rough within your body energy system, and despite all, you believe you can heal it, and you want to explore it, and you want to understand it, and you want to expand your consciousness, and you are into self-healing, conscious healing, and very, very dedicated to end the pain and suffering and restore the full health and ease in your body, I invite you to stay with me on that journey. I invite you to get in contact with me, write me a message. Maybe you would like to jump on the podcast at some point. Maybe you would like to ask me some questions. I am here. So please get in contact with me. And thank you so much for today. That was the introduction to my story with fibromyalgia. Until the next time.